Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Welcome to a new episode of Fusecast. I'm here with Creeper again.
Hello.
Hello.
Today just with Will and Hannah. Where is Ian?
Ian is in the dressing room doing another interview. We were going to wait for him, but I think he's... I don't know how long they're going to be.
He's overrun a little
bit. And I've just realised he probably needs to eat before we play, otherwise he's going to be like,
oh. Cool, yeah, it's great to meet you again.
Because it's lovely to hang out.
Yeah, you too.
It has been a long time since January, but you brought out a record, and you've been on tour in Germany, and on Vans Warped Tour, so... How has your year been?
It's been crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been very busy. It's been good, though. Warped Tour was great. It was good fun. It was quite hard work. But
yeah, we are there for 56 days, so it's a long time.
I think it brought us closer together, though.
Yeah.
I got a really good tan. Still got it now, kind of. But yeah, it's been good. Been really busy. Can't believe the year's gone so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Vans Warped Tour is really interesting because I talked to Brandon from Counterparts and he was like, oh, it's so hard work. It was not that easy. It was hard. And I watched your stories and it was like, yay!
Yes, that is literally awesome. Yes.
I saw someone buying a Pikachu, like this big
one. Oh,
that was, yeah, because Neck Deep were there as well and they're good friends of ours. And we went to Dave & Buster's Sam, who plays in Neck Deep, he was desperately trying to get this big Pikachu and he had just enough points and Dan had the remaining 500 points and he was like, Dan, give me those so I can get this Pikachu. And Dan was like, yeah, yeah, I'll be back in a minute. Goes and spends his points on a spatula for flipping his veggie burgers on his grill. But he eventually got the Pikachu, which we then worked out was a big balloon just covered in like some sort of cloth. Yeah, it was so, you could just throw it up and down in the air. That was interesting.
I think it was fun that the end of the story was when someone handed his credit card or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, take it.
Yeah.
So what would you say was your highlight so far of this year?
Oh, there's been quite a few. I think like doing the big rooms in the UK was crazy, seeing like the response there, and going to America and you know, travelling so far away from home and seeing people that like know your band and are really into it, and seeing how much of an impact you've had overseas is crazy, you know, because we wrote like these songs in a bedroom, so it's cool.
But you've got more to come, so there will be a book at the end of November.
Yeah.
How did it come to that book?
So we were approached by a really cool publisher called 404 Inc., and they'd done one book before, which was called Nasty Women, which is about, it was a feminist book about, it was loads of different books. You actually earned it part of that, weren't you?
Yeah, it's a great book. I did a quote for it and I sat and read the whole thing. I was going to bring it with me on this tour. I've got it at home. It's a really, really interesting book. I would definitely recommend it.
Definitely some
especially
very,
to women.
Yeah, there's some very important themes there and like things that like we are really we're really supportive of. We're in that sense. It means a lot to us. And so they got in touch with us and asked us about doing a book alongside our narrative for the record. And we were very interested in that because I think it's really important that kids, to encourage kids to read and to try and also like creatively trying to do something on a different platform seemed very interesting to us. So yeah, that's kind of how it came about. They got in touch with us back on that UK headline tour and we've been working on it ever since then. So very exciting for us.
So how did you even manage to work on a book while being on tour.
We've had this month off, so I've been doing a lot of the writing while I've been back, but we've been collaborating a lot. We have this amazing graphic designer called David Ransom, who works for his own company called True Life Designs, who we're very lucky to be friends with, and he's been doing a lot of art for us for a while now. So he's been combating a lot of the graphics. Heather from 404 Inc. has been submitting loads of great stuff as well. We've been having these massive creative meetings, so it's been a very collaborative project. You know, it's not just one person writing this thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I mean, we didn't talk about the story so much in the last interview. Could you just say what it's about, the book and James?
Yeah.
I pronounced him wrong last time. Scythe?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So it all came around from when we were doing the EPs. We started doing the Callous Heart patches. It was supposed to be like a gender-neutral Lost Boys. And I realised that we had a lot in common with the Peter Pan story. And so we've kind of framed this all around Jane Barry's Peter Pan. Like, a lot of the characters have counterparts in that book, I guess, as well. And so James Scythe would be Captain James Hook. It's all very... It kind of mirrors that story a lot. In our story, James Scythe is a paranormal investigator. He's going to investigate the Callous Heart, who are this group that never grow up, and the Stranger, which is supposed to be the crocodile TikTok who swallows the clock, and it's time catching up in you. So it's like that's basically the premise of the story. But he goes missing, and this book kind of examines where he's gone.
Mm-hmm. So he's gone missing in Southampton because he wants to find out where his wife has gone.
That's
right?
Correct. Yes, his wife passes away outside
I'm
Southampton.
So informed.
No, that's great. So he's been doing that. He's been trying to find out what happened to his wife, and in the whole era he's doing that, in the whole few months he's doing that, he vanishes himself as well. So very interesting.
You don't have the book here to read out something.
No, lines, unfortunately, right? Not. You know,
sad.
We haven't got a proof through yet.
But. Cool. But could you give a hint of what happens? Like, yeah, you gave one. Like,
well, I think that this book will kind of look a lot more at the origins of James Scythe, of his kind of upbringing and what may have led him along this path. A little bit of luck, we might find out where his a little bit more about his disappearance and where he's ended up. So that's kind of the story, the crux of the story.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that there will be more? Like, could you imagine putting that in a movie, or are the music videos you're doing to that enough?
Also, so the music videos kind of most of them follow that story anyway. But the in terms of a film, that would be something we would be very interested in. But it would be a huge undertaking. We'd love to, I think at heart, we'd like to make movies all along in the first place. And that's kind of the reason that the band's like the way it is now, you know, because we were we're film students, and the band being able to make music videos seemed like a good idea to make, a good chance to make films as well. So, yeah, I'd love to in the future. That'd be great.
Who would be James Scythe?
Oh!
John Hamm from Mad Men. You know?
I'm better with faces. I probably would know.
So I think it would be John Hamm. I choose John Hamm.
Because?
Well, I think he's very good. He plays a similar sort of role in Mad Men anyway. A guy who's... he looks good in a suit, for one. That's a really important thing. And two, he's James doesn't say a whole lot in our music videos. And John Hamm is very good at, he's been about not saying a lot, but with his body kind of telling a story, and I think that would be really beneficial to what we're doing.
Okay. And, will the book be available just in English, or will it be available in other languages as well?
I don't know, you know.
That's a good question, actually.
I haven't actually asked
that
yet. It's been written in English, so I'll have to inquire about that. I'll have to get back to you.
Yeah, we might be able to release it in like...
That'd be great, in
German
or something, that'd be cool.
French, or whatever. Yeah, that'd be quite cool.
That'd be really good, I don't know yet.
I'll translate it. So what will be next? I mean, there will be the book in at the end of November. Will you have a break, or will you start something new?
Well, we're always busy with stuff for Creeper, but we have a little bit of a time off in November, and then we launch straight into this December tour in the UK. They're the biggest films you've ever done, like the London shows at Shepherd's Bush Empire, which is very exciting for us. And after that, we go to in January, we go out with Neck Deep in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good six or seven weeks or something. So.
So yeah.
Yeah, we're quite busy up until like March, I guess, and then. Yeah, I guess we'll have to see where it goes after that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that we talked about your book, what is your favorite book?
It's difficult. I asked this the other day. I always remember. Like, because a lot of the stuff what we do comes from literature anyway, and but the first book I really remember really loving was Stephen King, Pet Sematary, and that was one of the best books I got, and I remember probably loving when I was a kid, and I found out as I got older that it was actually one of his darker books, and I started with that, and but yeah, like I love what Stephen King did with that genre, and I think actually some of his work that was not just horror based is really interesting as well. But yeah, that's mine. What about you, Hannah?
I was just thinking, when I was younger, I had this amazing Alice in Wonderland, and it's like all, there's like loads of pictures in it, and it's like, it's amazing, and it's this really like nice quality book. That was one of my favourites growing up. Now, I found like a huge, all the Sherlock Holmes stories, and I found it in for like £2 in a... just in like an old charity shop.
You've been reading it all?
And I've been reading it, but it's really difficult because it's in really old English, so it's taken me a really long time because I'm having to really, because I'm quite a quick reader, I love reading, but it's taken me a really long time, but I love them. I love all the Sherlock Holmes bits, and it's nice to like go back and like read it how it was, because obviously there's loads of adaptations of Sherlock Holmes now, but I don't know, it's difficult. Obviously like all the Harry Potter books I loved, pieces, but yeah.
And are you still people that love like having a book in his hand?
Yes,
or?
I was just about to say.
Yeah, I never had a Kindle.
All my family have got Kindles, and I'm the only one that goes on holiday with books, because I just love how they smell, and I don't know, I don't like reading from a Kindle. I like
there's something about like folding the corner over a book as well, and you'll be able to find it straight away. And there's something about that. I think that's quite romantic.
I don't think I'd ever get a Kindle or any sort of electronic book. There's just something about books.
I mean, I'm still writing in a book, so
if I get a, you know, one day when I have a nice house, I like always pictures having one of those libraries with like the ladders that slide along. I would love one of those. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that's my dream too. Cool. Yeah, I think that was already everything I had ask, because I wanted to ask about the book, but if you have something more to say about whatever you want to talk about, we still have time. I mean, I have time.
Well, yeah, like, I guess we're really, like, happy we got to have this trip back to Europe, because we don't get to come here that often. We seem to go to America more times than we come to mainland Europe at this point, which is crazy. But it's been really good for us, I think, coming back over, because we've only been over here 3 times before this, you know? So I'm hoping that we get to come over more next year. It's so local for us, you know? It's not that far away.
I, for some reason, was looking at... earlier today I was looking on Google Maps at somewhere that I had to go to when I get home, and I typed it in, forgetting that I hadn't had my address as the starting point, and Germany was obviously where I was, and it was only like 8 hours away. To drive back from here back to where I live is only 8 hours. I was like, that's actually not that far at all. That's like driving to Scotland from
I'm in America, but it's so far away from home.
Yeah. Whereas here it's so easy to get to, and
we don't have to get on a plane or anything, you know?
Yeah.
And here it's like, oh my god, I have to drive 2 hours to the next city, and in America it's like, yeah, let's drive 2 hours to the beach.
Yeah, they feel completely different. But no, it's nice being back in Germany actually. We
love coming here in particular. It's very good. Like the food's really good for vegan. We always have a really good time. We were in Berlin yesterday and we had a really nice time, a nice day. I'm hoping that we get to come back here a lot more.
More next year, that'd be nice.
And it's cool that you're here with All Time Low in such a big location, because NGC, where you played last time, it's
tiny.
Short, and
this
the backstage
room is massive. It's absolutely huge in there. I didn't expect it to be that big today.
And it's good because a lot of these people have never seen us before. Like most people at these gigs just don't know Creeper. So it's like, it's cool to be that band that kind of introduces them to punk rock and stuff as well.
Yeah.
We take a bit great pride in that.
I saw some people with the back patch.
Oh, really? That's great. That's cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah. But I've seen the 1975 here, so...
Oh, really?
That was huge.
I bet that was great. Such a good show. Yeah.
It was great, but all the kids were like... and they were louder than the music.
When we came over with Pierce the Veil last year, I think I was walking past the stage without my earplugs in, and the lights went down and everybody started screaming, and it was more painful than just not having earplugs in on stage. I was like, Oh wow, that's very loud.
That was the same here too. I was there with without earplugs because the music was okay, but the rest was so loud.
The like high pitched screaming is like, I mean, it's great, but it's like, oh wow, that's very loud.
Yeah,
you could smell that they were like they had their first egg hopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All these girls. Yeah, but that was great. Yeah. So it's a big venue. I mean, it's like one of the biggest here in Cologne.
I bet, yeah.
So it's cool for you.
Yeah, it's a cool room as well. You know, it's and I think it's one of the biggest we've done outside of UK. We've done some big stuff in the UK, but
this is probably the biggest that we've done out here.
Out here in mainland, yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Great. Yeah, more people have to know you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's all we're here for.
Exactly.
But yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.